Previously on the Loyal Littles podcast.
My brother-in-law, Raul Mondragon, he had came and visited me when I was on travel overseas, and I started making him listen to Tony's podcast when he was in the car with me, and he became like a semi-little. So when he went back home, he started listening to it with his son, Ivan Mondragon, and they listened to it off and on. And when Ivan heard Tony talking about Chuck and Roxy podcast, he thought it was Roxy and I, and he's like, you started a podcast and you didn't tell us? I was like, what are you talking about?
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast.
On the WTFC podcast network.
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Littles. Roxy.
Yeah, Chuck.
What's your Thursday show, Roxy?
What?
We're sorry, Littles. We're all over the map. We just are nowadays. Yeah, we can't.
I guess so.
I mean, Chuck is, I'm a little under the weather. Not going to lie. I'm a little worried. Everyone in our cast has been sick. My assistant's been sick. She's been out 2 days this week. I think I'm starting to catch something. Hopefully not. We're trying to get the episodes out when we can. We warned you, though. So, you know, I'm going to pull a Tony on this one. When they drop, it'll pop up in your little feed there. We, you know, we'll post it on Twitter and all that stuff. And hopefully you're just happy to see it.
Yeah.
And it'll be a surprise. And you'll just hopefully listen when it comes out. But I do understand. I like the schedule. You know, Roxy, you know, like we all have our schedules and we know. Yeah, I remember people used to write in over the summer saying, I cut my lawn. Based on, you know, like Saturdays, because you always drop on Saturday morning. It's perfect, blah, blah, blah. Well, hopefully you're not cutting lawn nowadays anyway, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I understand people like the schedule, but we're all over the place. But we have a Thursday show. Of course, hoping Tony didn't drop today, which I don't think he will, because I think he's back to his normal. You know, he didn't do a Tuesday show this week. It's just all over the place. But welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast. We're thrilled to be here. Roxy, I'm going to open with this. A1 above the fold. Shortest email I think we've ever gotten. Ever.
Oh.
Two words. Told ya. That was the email. Brian Muller, episode 167, sent a picture of pancakes with peanut butter on them, and it just says, told ya. Spoiler alert, it's going to get worse for Chuck in the coming weeks. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah,
yes.
That's too bad. But I still just don't get it. But okay. You know, look, that's what it is.
Hey, to each their own.
Yeah, he's obviously going back off our last great episode we had and them just raving about butter and peanut butter and it's too much. Then we heard from Steve Osbolt, episode 2. He says, I know that Lady Roxy is okay with being called fun-sized, but if you miss an opportunity to refer to her as Roxy by proxy, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Also, regarding the kidney donation, I looked into it a few years ago. Someone from my alma mater was in need, but I was ineligible because I'm a type 2 diabetic. There are a lot of medical restrictions that can DQ someone. Yeah, I am aware of that. I'm still starting to look into that now, Roxy, just to understand it better. You know, as far as because I don't know, to me, it's a major organ. And to be able to live without it, you know, I just don't know much about it. So, it's okay. And then he says, as far as how we handle the weather here, it's simply mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. Okay. Well,
I mind.
It's freaking freezing here. I mean, to the point where I don't even know that it's been safe for me to walk to the public transportation. Okay.
Right.
Now, luckily, I think everyone likes me here so far. We haven't gotten into tech yet.
Knock on wood.
But yeah, I mean, I've not been getting rides into work, but late at night, we get out of there, like the rehearsal ends at 10. I have all my paperwork to do. Sometimes I don't get out of there till after 11. And luckily there's people there that are like, hey, I'm driving. Let me drop you off at the hotel. So that's been nice because it's really, really, really cold. I don't know how they do it.
I'm very worried about you.
Yeah, we left the other night. I was walking out with the director and choreographer, and I was just like, I don't know how y'all do it. And I don't want to take this lightly, but he was trying to make a joke, but you know what? I'm not even going to go there. But he's like, it's tough. It's tough in the winter. But the 4 months that basically is a party, like the end of May through the end of the summer, he's like, it's so gray here. So, Roxy, I think we're going to have to come back. Then we can hit a baseball game, things like that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, because it's been cold here. The other thing I wanted, you know, I never touched base on this because I didn't want to sound like I was complaining too much because we know Chuck does that a lot. And, you know, we've already gone through the whole hotel situation and how thankful I am that I was able to change rooms and stuff like that. But this was funny because on our TV system here, we do have a couple on-demand things.
Yep.
And so I was going through it, and we're going to get to one in a second. But one that came up was My Cousin Vinny. And it brought up a really one of my favorite movies. And I shared it. I introduced you to it. And I think you liked it as well, right?
I did.
I mean, Marissa, Oscar winner. Marissa Tomei, which is just, you know, it's the butt of many jokes, I guess I would say, over the years. But she was fabulous in that. I forget who beat out. And I think that was part of the problem. They were like, well, she was great. But I swear it's been like My Cousin Vinny. I was having a hard time figuring out. Okay, so I already talked about the first room I was in, the bad room where there was loud music playing next door at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And I was just like, what the hell is happening here? You know, that kind of thing. And part of it's I'm a light sleeper. So that's part of the problem. But since then, okay, I moved to this other room, which is a corner room, and she warned me, because it's a corner room, it gets very cold here. She warned me of that, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to have a problem because I love the cold, you know? Well, Roxy, we got to figure out something because you're coming in about a week. What is the countdown? 7 days?
Six, about.
8 days, right?
8 days. Yeah. 8 days.
And you're going to freeze your knockers off. That's
well,
all
okay,
say.
Listen. Okay, but littles, listen. Chuck here, he explained to me some of the things that they offered that they could do to help keep the room a little warmer. Now, he did say with the radiator when it's on, or the heat system when it's on, it does get very warm. And when it's on, there's like no in between.
Yeah,
however, he has already explained to me that they said that they could provide a space heater. They could provide extra blankets. So Chuck told me that there's a little bit of a draft right above the headboard of the bed. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I am going to have to then be sleeping completely under the covers with not a hair out of the covers. But he said that they told him they could put a plastic.
Yeah, they could put plastic over the window. We might have to
or whatever
that.
It is that. Yes, Chuck, make that happen. The draft is what's making you sick.
I did put a blanket up, stuffed a blanket up in there between the shade and the bottom of the windowsill.
You may still have to do that, but at least like.
Yeah, we'll figure out something.
On their offer.
Yeah, we'll figure out something. But the other reason was then we got that big storm. Now, this one I sort of understand, but of course, it's like I said, it's like My Cousin Vinny. If you know, you know. So the next day we get this big snowstorm. It's like 7:15 in the morning, and all of a sudden, it sounds like you talk about a leaf blower. How about a snow blower outside my window, that said window that we want to plastic up? Oh, my gosh. It was the loudest thing I've ever heard, and it just started going off at 7:30, understandably, because they have to clean the parking lot, because the parking lot's right there. But again, woke up, could have slept in. Nope, not me. And this is adorable, don't get me wrong. But the next day, I'm like, okay, nothing going on till like 11 or 12, so I could sleep in. 9 a.m. Okay, now I know. Wow, poor me. I know most people are already at work at 9 a.m., but, you know, our schedule's a little different. I'm at work till after 11 p.m., okay? So by the time I get home, unwind, watch some TV, you know, I'm getting to bed around 2 or 3. So 9 a.m. is only like 6 hours of sleep here, okay?
Yes.
There's a church tower about a block away that plays this bell, the church bell, like every hour.
Yeah.
And it's, look, in some ways it's adorable. You know what I mean? It's, you don't hear that in the city,
nice.
Really. You know what I mean?
No.
It's cute, but not when you're trying to sleep in and you're a light sleeper. So it just reminded me, it brought that up. Cause like I said, on demand TV, they had My Cousin Vinny and I started watching it and I was like, oh my God, I'm Joe Pesci here. You know, can't catch a break here trying to.
Yeah.
So speaking of some TV stuff though, they also had Creed. Okay. Now I've talked about this many times. You will not watch it. And I've been dying to see it. And I didn't want to see the second one without seeing the first one. And, you know, mostly because I knew, hello, Tony and Wilbon were in it and started watching it. And it was so great. It was so great. I had to, like, called you and put up the phone to the TV so you could watch the section. It was funny because I guess you didn't know that they were in the movie?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, I thought we had talked about that. So, I don't know. Part of me thought, like, oh, maybe she'll watch this movie now. But I don't think you will because it does get very violent.
I mean, look, I think it's Michael B. Jordan who plays Creed or whoever. Okay. He is, let me just say, I can't even say. He's just.
He's eye candy. He's, go ahead, say it.
I mean, sure. I mean, I would watch what he's in. However, I don't know if I could get past all the violence.
Yeah.
And I never got into boxing. I never understood the point of beating each other up. I'm sure there's strategy to it, but I just don't see the point of it and why it's so popular.
Right. No, I get it.
I'm sorry. I don't want to throw a punch at somebody and like win a medal or whatever they win. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't see the point of it, but
yeah. I get it. Yeah. But I mean, it was a good movie. I'm looking forward to seeing Creed 2 now. It's probably not as good. I don't know. But I thought it was funny because you were like, when I held it up, you were like, what happened to the movie? You turned PTI on. I'm like, no, that's
so
part of the movie.
Confused.
I was like, that's part of the movie. They're in the movie. So it was great.
Yeah. And then they're flashing to her, Felicia Rashad. And I'm like, first of all, I love her, but I still won't watch the movie.
Yeah.
And I was just, I'm like, what is happening? And it took me a minute to understand.
Right. Okay. Well, then the next thing real quick before we get to our great Meet the Littles guest, who apparently doesn't feel that he has a place on our show. But I'm like, whatever. This is ridiculous, Littles, when you hear this, what this person does. That's all I'm going to say. But I want to talk. Have you heard of this new game show, The Floor?
You talked to me about it.
Oh, I did already. Okay. It's hosted by Rob Lowe. And it's just, I don't know why. I don't know why I even taped it, you know, because I taped it. I didn't see the first episode. Of course, I just thought it was like a regular game show, but it's not. It's intriguing because, you know, everyone's trying to do something different these days. You got to, you know, because game shows have been out there for years, decades, you know. And this is interesting because it's almost like I kind of tried to equate it to like Survivor or Amazing Race, where there's not a winner after each episode. I mean, there is a winner of the episode, but then the big winner, I guess is how I would say it, comes weeks later. So in other words, you have to watch this every week to then find out who the eventual winner is. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yep.
So there's a cash prize for being, I'll say, the best player of every episode. But then this thing could last, I forget how many people it starts with. I want to say like 80 people. And they're obviously on a floor. It's called The Floor. And it's just really clever how they go head to head with quiz questions about topics. And then each one gets eliminated one by one until there's one left on the floor. So I don't know. You might want to check it out. It's a little interesting. I just only watched the second episode. I haven't seen the third episode yet. But, you know, I like Rob Lowe. I like me some Rob Lowe. I listen to his podcast, literally, it's called. And I did want to segue into that real quick because, you know, we've been talking about Henry Winkler and the Fonz here in Milwaukee and all that stuff. Go back. He republished it again. We've done that a couple times where we republish an episode of The Bigs that come on our podcast. He did that with Henry Winkler. It's a great episode. You should look it up. I also wanted to bring this up because Ed Butt, episode 51, he shared a link with us all about the Fonz jumping the shark on Happy Days, etc.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that whole stuff. But in that podcast, Henry Winkler goes into that in depth about what it was like to film and what parts he did and what parts he didn't do, stuff like that. It's a really good episode. I highly recommend it. And, you know, I'd say check out The Floor. Just, it might not be for everyone, but it's interesting. I guess that's, yeah, that's about it. Roxy, time to get to our guest, who
Let's
is so well-deserving. He deserves to be on our podcast. We're going to prove it. Don't go anywhere, Littles. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
Hey, everybody, this is George Mallet. You are listening to the Loyal Littles podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Time to look in the mirror. You can see we're growing older year by year. Sing over and over, soon disappears.
We are being played in this episode by Jim Gavin, and this song is called Something to Hope For. Now, if you like what you hear, you can give him a follow over on Instagram and Twitter. His handles there are at Key of Awesome Music. Love that handle. Or you can just go to his website, which is keyofawesomemusic.com. And we'll make sure we put all that in the show notes. But the important thing is, don't forget, we will play the full song, Something to Hope For, at the end of the podcast. Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? All right, all you loyal littles, it's now time to
Meet the Littles.
And Roxy.
Chuck.
This person had the nerve, the gall, to, as soon as we got on the phone, he's like, why me? Why me? Now, I mean, he does work at the Holy Grail of the Littles. So we're going to get into all. Well, and then off air, he's rambling something else he used to do. And I'm like, okay, that wasn't on the form. So it's not technically going to be a bury the lead situation, but we're going to find out all about it. Please welcome to the podcast, John Brandt. Hey, John, how's it going?
Good afternoon and or evening or whatever we are.
Whenever they're listening.
All right. But thanks for having me, Chuck and Roxy. I humbly don't understand why I'm here.
Okay, let's rip the Band-Aid right off. We're going to go back. We're going to give you a second, but we're going to rip the Band-Aid off. Tell everyone where you work.
I am the beer buyer at Calvert Woodley Fine Wines and Spirits.
That's all you needed to say, sir. That's it. That's it. That's the list.
No, it's not. No, I need to say home of La Cheeserie.
Of course. Okay, yeah, but what I'm trying to say is if that doesn't qualify you to come on the Loyal Littles podcast, I don't know what would. So there you go. Okay. That's your answer. But let's go way back. Take a second. Introduce yourself to all the Loyal Littles. Tell us a little something about yourself.
Well, I was born in Michigan, in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Ooh.
We spent some time. My family moved to California briefly while I was a kid. We moved back to Michigan when I was in third grade. And grew up there, you know, all the way through high school, went to East Kentwood High School, home of the Falcons, but also home of the Red Navy, which is the name of the swim team that I was a member of. But when I graduated from Kentwood, I got a scholarship to go to Michigan State University and proudly spent 4 years in East Lansing as a Spartan and was a journalism major. And I thought I was going to get into radio. That was my plan, but turned out the first job I was offered was to be a newspaper writer, and I got into newspaper writing and worked originally in Greenville, Michigan for a small newspaper called the Daily News. I then briefly, just for the 1988 election cycle, worked for the Michigan State Republican Party. They were not as crazy as those people are now.
Way to cover yourself there, sir. No.
And I was the assistant communications director for the party. That was the assistant in a two-man office. So, you know, I was the lower rung person. But after I was done with that, I got back to my hometown newspaper at the Grand Rapids Press, where I was originally a freelancer as a sports writer for about a year. After about a year, I got an opportunity to get a full-time job at the paper, but that was to be a politics reporter. And so I was a reporter covering county government and politics for about 4 years and covered a congressional race in 1992, where a total neophyte person who never ran for any office of any kind ran against a 26-year incumbent who was the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee in a primary and ended up beating him in the primary.
Wow.
Yeah. And after that, a very Republican district, so he ended up winning very easily. But on the night of the final election, his campaign director came over to me and said, hey, now we need to hire a staff and we need a press secretary. Would you be interested? And I said, excuse me, I'm working. You can't ask that kind of a question while I'm still doing it. So I ended up, after all was said and done, I did interview and got the job, moved out to Washington, D.C. in 93 and have been here ever since. And I worked on Capitol Hill for that congressman for about 8 years, briefly left to work for a trade association. That didn't really work out well. And I went back and worked for another congressman from Michigan for another 4 or 5 years. So all told, I was on Capitol Hill for almost 14 years. At that point, got completely burned out on it.
Sure. Yeah.
And had also, in the interim, met my wife and got married. And she was like, you need to find something that makes you happy because this isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
beer.
You know,
no, just drink.
not yet. I went to cooking school.
Oh, okay. Wait, I have to stop. Littles, none of this was on the form. I'm loving this. These are the interviews that make me happy because, like, we had no idea. Okay, go ahead. Cooking.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The point of the whole story is I can't keep a job.
okay, but.
So I went to cooking school. That was a one-year program. And as part of the program, when I was interviewed, you know, to get into the program, they said, now, this is a very intense program. You know, when you sign up for it, we highly advise that you don't have any other major things going on in your life. This is going to be your focus. So, okay, fine. And, you know, started. And about a month into the program, my wife said, hey, I think I'm pregnant. And I had to go to my chef and the program coordinator and said, you know that thing you said about no life, big life changes? Yeah. That's going to happen. So, and that was fine. And then the second half of the program, so it's a 6-month, very intensive in-house training program. And then the second 6 months is working at a restaurant. And I worked at a restaurant right on Capitol Hill, probably actually one of the largest and closest places on Capitol Hill that did a lot of fundraisers and that kind of thing. And it was a great experience. And after that program was done, I then took 3 months off that summer to be with my child. My wife done with her maternity leave. I went and spent 3 months at home with the kid while we figured out what the next step was going to be. And then I was going to go back to work at the restaurant. And when the time came, they said, oh, yes, absolutely. Come on back. And they said, OK, so we have a shift for you on Wednesday afternoon and Friday night. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like a full-time job.
Yeah, right.
And you're a little man on the totem pole and we'll build you in, but until then, this is the way it's going to be. And I said, I can't really make that work. And in the meantime, I had also another part-time job working at a wine shop in Virginia, just across the river, and got into that whole thing. So I asked that place, do you have any full-time openings? And I said, not right now. But I heard of another place that did. They were hiring a beer manager, and I got hired there. And that's what got me into the beer and wine area of work. And I've been doing that ever since 2008, either in a retail setting or a wholesale setting. And that has eventually evolved to 2020 when I got hired into Calvert Woodley.
Now, was this right as the pandemic was hitting, after we were in the pandemic? Because they shut down for a while, right?
Well, so yeah, the interesting story there was I was a salesman to the store at the time, and the guy who was the beer buyer at the time says to me one day, would you be interested in working here? And I was like, what, to be your number two guy? He goes, no, my wife just got transferred to Washington State in the Department of Homeland Security, and so we're moving, and this job is going to be open. If you're interested, you should apply. And I was like, well, okay. And I thought about it and was like, well, yeah, I definitely at least should give it a shot. He said, okay, I'll set it up with Michael Sands, to get you an interview. And I sent him my resume, and Michael calls me up and says, can you come in tomorrow? I'm like, okay. So went in for my interview, and I said, when we first started, I said, I should say I'm a big Tony Kornheiser listener, just so you know. I'm a boy a little, I don't know if that affects your opinion of me or not. I told Michael I should say I listen to Tony Kornheiser pretty regularly. I know the whole La Cheesery thing, and definitely a loyal little listener and all that. And he was like, oh, geez, one of you. And we spent the rest of the time basically just trading Tony stories, or do you remember when he said that, or doing this happened on the show, blah, 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 wow. Talking about brother and all that kind of stuff. And what I like to say about all that is that, I don't know if it's because I was a Tony Kornheiser listener or in spite of the fact that I was a Tony Kornheiser listener that I got the job. So,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, talk about kind of a dream job. If that's your area of work. Okay. I mean, that's like I said in the opening, that's like the holy grail of like wine shops, and beer stores. It's like, so, I'm kind of speechless. Now, we have to get into some of these things. Now, how did you react when you see things like a golf tournament with Tiger Woods or one of our favorites, Rick Devens, episode 200, shout La Cheeseria on national TV? We obviously went into that with Michael, episode 183, Michael Sands. If you haven't heard that, make sure you go back and listen to that great episode. But you know what I'm saying? What was it like for you when you heard these things?
Well, I mean, it's... it's kind of my David Aldridge.
I was just going to say, it's a DA moment.
I know that store.
Yeah.
And even before I worked there, I was a salesman selling to them. And so for me, it was always cool, to have a store that I work with on a regular basis, at one point national radio show and then podcast and all that kind of thing. And it was just, just one of those weird, interesting things. I mean, it was very much like back in the day when they were still at the ESPN zone downtown. And I walked past there every day when I went to work, when I worked downtown.
Mm. Yeah.
I forget, somebody has a more rational definition of what a David Aldridge moment is, but maybe that's what it is.
Well, we have one on our website by the great Reverend Mark Schaefer. He has a whole spreadsheet of it, you know, kind of like where you go here, if this, then that, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
Now, were you there? Because it was most recent. Please tell me you were there the day the great Dan Byrne was there, right?
I have been there, I believe, twice when Dan's been there.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, it's been a couple times. Episode 40, Dan Byrne, episode 40.
But certainly the most recent one, and if anybody's seen any of the, you know, there are a couple of YouTubes up of the performance, and there's also some photos that have been posted. And if you see a guy holding up the signs with the lyrics for other people to sing along, I'm the guy holding
the signs. Okay. All right. Well, we'll make sure we'll try to make sure we put that link. If we can find that YouTube, I'll put that in the show notes when this episode drops.
Yeah.
And of course, the also great and wonderful Carol Kornheiser was there that day, right?
Yes, she was there.
Okay.
And so I've seen her at the store. I've never seen Tony at the store.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's been there a couple times because, you know, Michael told that great story about, you know, can I get a parking spot? Of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd like to drop this too. Carol Kornheiser, hopefully episode TBD. How amazing would that be, Roxy? But,
you know, that would be amazing.
You know, we can have a dream world, right? You know?
Sure.
But yeah.
Sure.
So you've gotten to meet her, but you've never, but have you met Tony on the outside?
I've met Tony, you know, having gone to several of, you know, I went to Chatter several times.
Oh, okay, of course,
Also went to a couple of the ones that they held at Clyde's.
Oh, right, right.
So there are a couple photos out there. Tony will take a photo with anybody. So, you know, and then we have the photos together, which is fun. But I have also spoken to him directly interviewing him. There is, if you go on our website, you know, every year we do what we call our catalog. And it comes out every fall, and it's associated with a big sale and yada, yada. It's about 100 plus pages long. And every year they write a bunch of different articles. And since I've been there and I do have background as a journalist and a writer, they've allowed me to write a few articles. And this past year I said, you know what? I want to write a story about the legend of La Cheeserie. I wrote about a one page. It's about 750 words with a few photos and links to other photos and the Dan Byrne thing and all that.
Right.
That you can find on our website if you go to look up our catalog.
All right. Well, John, listen, let's tease that because we need to take a quick break, but we want to hear all about this. I mean, Roxy, this wasn't on the form, of course. Littles, I got my finger on the button, but I'm not pushing it yet because I feel like we all knew he was going to have some connections with Tony and the Tony Kornheiser Show because of where he works. So I'm going to maybe let this one slide, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is the Loyal Littles Podcast with Chuck and Roxy.
Some say cheese, it is a junk food that clogs your arteries. Some say cheese, full of cholesterol, can lead to heart disease. Some say cheese, it is unhealthy, more dairy than you need. But I say cheese, it is delicious, and it's found at La Cheeserie. $50. feel the urge to snack, and you're brave enough to think that she won't give you a heart attack. Just remember there's a counter there within Calvert with me, where there's cheese, there in abundance at the place called La Cheeserie.
A collaboration between Tony Beeson, Episode 9, and the vocals of Episode 21, KJ Onstad. Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast, and Roxy.
Yeah, this is great.
How pissed are you?
Well, you know,
it's like the guy starts the interview by saying, I don't know why you'd want me on your podcast, you know, kind of thing. You know, I get that we all are humble in our own way, but my gosh. Okay, here we go.
This is great.
Let's continue, if we may, about you interviewing Tony freaking Kornheiser.
Okay, well, and that actually was the surprise. I didn't think there was any way possible that I was going to be able to interview Tony. Writing up this little piece, you know, I talked to Michael, obviously. Mm-hmm. I asked Michael, hey, you think Steve would talk to me about it? Because obviously Steve plays a large part in the whole La Cheeserie thing coming up. Yep. And he said, oh, yeah, that's no problem, can do that. And so I interviewing him over the phone, I can't remember what golf tournament he happened to be at the time, but gave me 15, 20 minutes, which was nice. I know Tony doesn't do interviews. He talks about it all the time on the show about how, no, I don't do interviews.
Right.
I'm not, you know, that I don't give away my time like that, yada, yada. And he said, oh, I'm sure I can get him to give you a call. And he said, just, if you see a number pop up, answer it.
Right. That's the tricky part.
Yeah.
Same thing happens when Bonnie calls for like PTI. You're like, should I pick this up? Should I not pick this up? Those kind of moments. Can we go back though? Because I have to say, all the bigs are so gracious. But Steve was just like, whatever you need. Anytime, whatever you need, call me back even. You know, do you need a follow-up? Just call me back. You know, because we're nervous, obviously. You know what I mean? It's like, in some ways, it shouldn't blow my mind because of the community Tony has created like this. But in other ways, it does. It totally blows my mind because these are very busy people. Like you said, he's doing golf tournaments and whatnot and stuff like that. So, and then, you know, people like Tim Kirchen, a Hall of Fame baseball writer in the middle of baseball season, totally willing to come on the Loyal Littles podcast. That just blows my mind. But
so just the time they spend is so nice.
Yeah. And now, so you're saying, so Steve was like, oh, I'll get him to call you.
Yep. And sure enough, that evening, all of a sudden, you know, I'm sitting upstairs getting ready for bed and watching TV. And the phone rings and I'm like, dear, I've got to take this.
Well, did that shock you? What time at night are we talking here?
Turned out, I think it was, you know, 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night.
Whoa.
It was between 8 and 9.
Okay.
Okay.
He's like, I'm getting ready for bed, brushing my teeth. What do you need?
It must have been that. It was like, that's the last thing I'm doing before I go to bed.
Right. Yeah. That's so funny.
How cool.
So what was that like? And where was this for again? This was for the website?
This is for our annual catalog, which is a printed, a real printed catalog. It's
like
a magazine, but it's also posted on our website, which is calvertwoodley.com.
Mm-hmm.
Again, one of the stories I decided to do is people always hear us talking about, you know, this La Cheeserie thing, and 99% of the people are like, what are you talking about? So I tried to explain a little bit more where it came from. Who is Tony Kornheiser? Who's Dan Byrne?
Mm-hmm.
All that kind of stuff, and dropped in little tidbits. It's not a full blown book or anything like that. It's 750 words about the history of this little thing that we've got going here.
Yeah.
It's just funny. That's the way he reacts to it. He is just as incredulous about this whole thing as we are.
Yeah.
I don't know how this has happened, how this is mushroomed into the thing that we have. And, you know, we just talk about the connective tissue and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's all true. We're all our own little ecosystem that keeps, you know, keeps bubbling up, keeps growing little by little.
Yeah.
It's interesting, but he thinks it's great. Steve Sands thinks it's great. Michael Sands thinks it's great. And having Dan Byrne, who, you know, I really had not heard of before,
right.
you know, hearing him on the podcast, but this guy's prolific. I mean, not only does he crank out the jingles that he cranks out for the show, but, you know, just the amount and quality of music that this guy has put out is amazing.
Three volumes. Yeah. Three volumes worth just on the Tony Kornheiser show.
Just those, exactly.
Yeah. Don't forget littlesdanbird.com.
Yep.
Okay. Well, a couple more things. I mean, just real quick, do you lean Michigan or the DC teams or something else?
Kind of a mishmash of both. Well, first of all, college is definitely Michigan State, but in pro sports, I would say baseball, I'm both a Tigers fan and a Nationals fan.
Well, I was, you know, I was thinking that because I'm like different leagues, so that's totally cool.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, you know, unless it ever becomes the situation where they happen to play each other in the World Series.
Right.
Then I'll have to make a choice.
Well, which, let's do that now. Who would you root for?
Well, not making that choice. Not making that choice until I have to make that choice. However, I did have to make that choice when it comes to hockey.
Oh, right.
So I moved here in 93. That was just as the Red Wings were becoming ascendant, but they weren't very good the entire time I was growing up. So I was, you know, I was a hockey fan. I liked the Red Wings, but I moved here. And I went to probably 20 games a season when I moved here. And it was a lot of fun, and they were fun teams, and it got to the point where in 97, 98, they made their run to the Stanley Cup, the Capitals then. And at the same time, the Red Wings were making their run for their second Stanley Cup. And they had just won the year previously. And so people said, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, I finally said, I got to root for the Capitals. I've spent a lot more money watching them and going to their games and all that kind of thing. You know, I'll be happy if either one wins, but I guess I'd have to say my rooting interest is for the Capitals. Unfortunately, the Capitals did not win.
Yeah.
They got swept.
Right.
But they finally did come back and win it in 2018, which is great. And then so football, definitely the Lions, definitely not the Washington football team. I will start giving them a little more credence as the new ownership starts improving the situation. But the Danny was not anyone I would ever root for under any circumstance. Mm. And as far as basketball goes, I would always consider myself a Pistons fan. But man, they just had that 28-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Of course, the Wizards aren't much better.
Well, and I was going to say, don't feel too bad. I'm a Spurs fan, so we're right behind you.
Well, I mean, you've had a few championships.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I'm not. Yeah, no, no, no. Yeah. Well, you have two. You've had a few back in the day, the Bad Boys, you know.
Those are my years. The Bad Boys years were definitely, you know, my team. And
yeah.
They were fun.
But you're right. It's been a while. It's been a while for sure.
Yeah.
Well, listen, John, Mr. I don't think I should be on your podcast. can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. I know they're going to enjoy it. Now, we also have some fun dumb questions for you. We hope that's okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Roxy, start us off.
Okay. Do you have a favorite cheese at La Cheesery?
Ooh.
Well, I knew this would come.
No. This is why we pay her the big bucks, man.
I would say I really like a nice aged Gouda. So like 3 to 5 year aged Gouda, which is a nice, hard, almost like Parmesan. And it's a great eating cheese. You know, it's just by itself. I'm not looking to melt it on anything. I really like almost every cheese. And there are very few I don't. I love blue cheeses. Brie's not as much, you know, that the Rhine stuff, not so much, but under certain things I like them. But yeah, a nice aged Gouda.
Excellent.
Cool. All right. If you could time travel, where or when would you go?
Can we get past this election?
Yes. Please.
I say that with every election. I got to be honest.
Maybe 5 years from now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Just to see what has been wrought upon us.
You know, can I be honest here? And we don't do politics on this podcast, obviously. But my point is, I feel like it's now the holidays thing. Okay. Like, so the other day, what was it? Like the day before Christmas Eve, we needed something, Roxy, or something. Oh, it was our star on our Christmas tree went out. So I went to I went to like 5 stores looking for a Christmas tree star to light up.
Right.
Nobody had, matter of fact, most stores had Valentine's Day stuff up. They're like, oh, yeah, we don't have any of that. Barely had some extra in the, you know, clearance bin Christmas lights. Like, they're done with Christmas. I'm like, it's not even here.
That's like the beer world. All the Oktoberfest beer comes out in August.
Okay.
Yes.
And the Christmas beer comes out in October.
Yes.
And now I'm starting to get the spring beer in right now.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Well, I feel like it's the same way with politics. But my point is, I feel like I've been seeing these election ads for months and a year. You know, I just feel like they back it up. It used to be like October, you know, or maybe September and October, you know, kind of thing. You'd see all these campaigns and, you know, the other person understandably throwing each other under the bus and, oh, I stand by this ad, all that stuff. You know what I mean? Now it's like, I feel like they're years out and I'm just like, enough. I always hated those and I obviously loathe them now. And it's just like, it just seems like it's getting earlier and earlier and I hate it.
The work is never done.
So that's a great answer, sir.
As Tony will say, the answer to all your, your questions is money.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah. All right. If you could live in any TV or movie home, what would it be?
I always liked that Brady Bunch level.
Okay. Old school.
I think Alice could have used a better kitchen.
although
she didn't.
It was pretty big for the 70s. Yeah.
Yeah. They had double ovens. But they could use an upgrade there. But,
do those still exist? We used to have a double oven.
Yeah, they exist.
Okay, I don't know. When's the last time I haven't seen a double oven, and I can't remember the last time.
I've seen one recently.
Okay.
We'll talk after.
Okay, all right. All right, what's next?
All right, who would play you in a movie of your life?
Oh, gosh. I think this is a very pompous answer, but the Today version of Matt Damon.
Okay.
I mean, Matt Damon, the dad who was in We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Nice.
All right. Excellent. All right. One more. If you could shoot any condiment out of your finger, what would it be?
I was hoping for this one.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard anybody answer this way. I say mayonnaise.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mayonnaise is a polarizing thing for some people. But for me, as a trained cook, it is the base of a lot of other sauces, or can be made to be a base of a lot of other sauces. So like tartar sauce and Dijonaise and Bernays and that kind of thing, a base to make those kinds of sauces.
Sir, that would be my second. That would be my backup answer. Absolutely. Because that's like my second favorite condiment. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Now, can I segue off of that really briefly? Because I know you guys have been talking about eggnog recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think eggnog can be a very polarizing thing. It's got eggs in it. Well, mayonnaise has eggs in it.
Yeah.
Secondly, the other you asked on a previous one recently, can you freeze dairy products? Was, I believe, your exact quote, Chuck.
Yeah, that was my question. You've
heard of ice cream, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, that's true. That's very true.
And actually, what ice cream is basically what, if you put eggnog in an ice cream churner, it would work out perfectly because the eggs in eggnog is basically a custard. And so and that's how you make ice cream. First you make a custard and then you freeze it.
Ah, okay.
And so I think if you have an ice cream maker, you could just pour the eggnog in there, let it spin up, and you'd have eggnog ice cream.
All right.
Interesting. Okay. I feel like a dope, honestly, that I even asked that question. Can you freeze milk? It's a dairy product. You freeze ice cream. Duh.
I wasn't intending to make you feel like a dope.
No. And
but
you
know what?
We were corrected.
Chuck feels like a dope all the time. It's time for me to feel like a dope too. So it's perfect.
Roxy,
it works out great.
That's too much. It's just because it's the new year.
Hey, you know, I'm trying.
All right, Roxy, one more.
Okay, what is one special hidden talent you have that no one else knows about?
Well, it's not exactly that no one else knows about it, but I did allude to the fact that I am a singer. Uh-huh. And I have sung both the Canadian anthem and the American anthem at a Major League Baseball game.
Wow.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Not from the fans, but from
the right.
Play.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, you have Roxy and I. We've done a couple American. We've never done the Canadian. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's
so cool.
In D.C. or where were they?
Well, yeah, back before we had the Nationals, they used to do an exhibition game at old RFK Stadium.
Oh, okay.
And so one year they had the Expos, which later became the Nationals, and St. Louis Cardinals. And so they had open auditions for people. They actually played two games. They had open auditions for people to try out for the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, and there were probably 50 people waiting to try out for the American anthem, but there were probably not five or six people.
I was gonna say,
the Canadian anthem. And I said, well, A, I'm from Michigan, and B, I went to a lot of hockey games, so I know the Canadian anthem.
Yeah, I can do both.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it's a better melody. So I auditioned for that and got to do that. And I was out at home plate and I sang my thing, and I turned and Tony La Russa tipped his hat to me.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, the manager of the Cardinals.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
All right, rapid fire, Roxy. Let's go. How about Coke or Pepsi?
Coke, Diet Coke.
Smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
I like crunchy, but the rest of my family likes smooth, so we get smooth.
Okay, I think this is a gonna say I know the answer, but just in case, Partridge Family or Brady Bunch?
Overall, I mean, I like both shows. I watched them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably Brady Bunch.
Yeah, well, you said they're house, so I assume.
And I probably identify most with Peter.
Okay. Pork chops and applesauce. All right, we got you.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly. Cool.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Again, both great, but the middle trilogy of Star Wars, the real Star Wars.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
And kind of speaking of, Uranus jokes, not funny or never not funny?
Oh, never not funny.
Okay.
Sometimes stupid, but never not
funny. Well, some people would say always stupid. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Well, John, can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. We know everyone's going to love this. So thank you for taking the time. Now, what can we plug for you? Obviously, we want to plug Calvert Woodley and stuff like that. Is there anything else we can plug for you? And how can people get in touch with you if you want to be gotten in touch with?
Sure. If people want to get in touch with me, they can email me at beer@calvertwoodley.com.
Of course.
It's probably the easiest. Why not? I don't do Instagram. I don't do X. Uh-huh. I mean, the one thing we do have, you may remember it at the Jingle Fest this year, that there was a beer called Summer of Littles.
Yes.
And it was brewed by Shy Bear Brewing, and I think you had on the show earlier.
Yep.
We still have a little, maybe a little over a case left. And we are able to ship to some states, not New York.
Oh, no.
I already asked, Roxy.
Oh, man.
But if you have any friends in Connecticut, we can ship.
Oh,
you can ship it to
parents.
Mom and Dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so we do have like a little bit of that left. So
excellent. Okay. And that was pretty good. That's the stuff that was in Ed Butt's bathtub, I believe.
Yes, it was.
That's a thing that I'm not really sure worked. And it's a blueberry and Sicilian lemon wheat ale. And it's a tasty brew.
Yeah.
I liked it.
All right. Well, email them, get your beer Littles. And thanks again for coming on to Meet the Littles. And as an homage to the big show, we'll get you out of here on this.
Over or under?
Has anybody ever answered under? Many? Over, of course.
Okay. Actually, yes, they have.
And I'm adaptable.
Yeah.
Yep. I get that.
Not many. I do remind them they are in the minority. I do. But there are a few.
Matter of fact,
the father and son team we had on recently,
mm-hmm.
they were both unders.
Yep.
So I think it's how you were brought up. I do. Yep.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, cool. John, thanks again for coming on to Meet the Littles. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Roxy, and thank you, Chuck. This was a blast.
All right, all you loyal listeners.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rick Franzosa from Cincinnati, and you're listening to the Loyal Littles Podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast, and thank you, John, for coming on to Meet the Littles. Roxy, why? I don't understand. It just cracks me up. Why? Why?
Yep.
I mean, I never want to call a guest a dope, but come on, man. What are we even doing out here, man? Anyway, thank you so much. The stories were great. So, Roxy, something we didn't get to. There's a couple things we didn't get to in the first segment. You had some thank yous, right?
I do. I want to thank Eric Lonergan. He went online shopping the other night and sent us snack packs of Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks.
Nice.
And then he also got me a pair of Fruit Loops socks.
Aww.
That I could wear on my feet when I work out. I'm really excited about it.
So the Fruit Loops, we're going to get into that. We'll Maybe we'll do a live taste test. That's episode 4, Eric Lonergan, by the way.
Yes. Okay, and then I want to give a little shout out to Michelle Pendleton, episode 45. She is really holding me accountable for my schoolwork, and I really, really appreciate it.
Good for you, Michelle.
Because I do not do well if I don't have an accountability something or other. So thank you, Michelle, for sending me that great Facebook message telling me, you know, get to the books, get to studying.
I'm not there, so I can't do this.
You're not there, yeah.
You know,
honestly, though, sometimes, Chuck, you distract me, so it might be better that you're not here right now.
Yeah, clearly, because it's, you know, you're doing so good without me there. Maybe you need an accountability booster. Is that what it was called on The Office?
Yeah, from The Office. Yes, I need a Dwight Schrute accountability booster.
Right. Yes, definitely.
But thank you both so much for your kindness and generosity and accountability.
Yes. Now, the other thing we didn't get to do in the first segment, I've been bringing in some big show references since that's, you know, basically what this is based on, even though it's a separate podcast. The one thing that cracked us up, and it was on Twitter all over the place, when we heard Wilbon say he was rooting for the Packers, okay? That got a lot of reaction from the littles out there, okay? And rightfully so. Like, he's a Bears fan. You can't root for the freaking Packers. Now, some people say, well, it's our division, so you're rooting for the division, okay? But it got me thinking, Roxy, is there any, now I know I'm going different sport, but you know where I'm going. Is there any scenario where you would root for the Yankees, our arch rivals in baseball, because we're obviously Red Sox fans?
Never.
I can't think of one. I really
do. Never.
Now, I've rooted for players. Now, that's different. Okay, I've rooted for players. Now, I've also not rooted for players. Like, I'm sorry, Wade Boggs. I still get sick to my stomach seeing him riding on the back of the horse when they won the World Series that year and he was there. But, you know, I mean, there's occasionally where if there's a record or something like that, or you want to see them do well. But I was trying to think. I cannot think of any scenario where I would root for the Yankees to win a series, you know, like say they're in the playoffs and we're not.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That kind of thing. I can't think of one.
No,
I mean, certainly not when they're playing against us, obviously, but
yeah, even if they're playing another team that I don't like say the Astros.
Well, that's what I was going to.
I would root for rainouts every
day. But eventually they're going to play. So
no,
that's
just rainouts for the entire season every time they go to try to play. That's
yeah.
What I would
see, for me, it would be Houston all the way. And then when they get to the World Series, you root against the Astros. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
That's me. We can have different.
You're very kind, Chuck.
Well, we can have different, you know, opinions on this. And,
of course.
You know,
course.
I just, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And I just thought that was hilarious how he's rooting for the Packers. Now, in football, I feel like it's a little different for me, at least, because, I don't know, you went to root on Buffalo the other day with Sid and some of our friends, because Sid's a big Buffalo fan.
Yeah, right.
So, and I saw you donning some Buffalo attire. Just saying.
Okay, yes, I did. She kind of threw it at me, and I was like, you know what? I'll wear it, because my team is clearly going to be out of it for a very long time, and why not root for New York's only football team?
Well, you're getting a new coach. We didn't even talk about that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, we are. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what this next coach has to offer and if the team will follow their lead and
if they'll respond, right?
If they'll respond, yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'm sure it's a scary thing to walk into a new locker room and get all these guys on board with you. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally get what you mean. But Littles, what say you? Can you root for an arch rival? Is there any situation that you would root for an arch rival of yours like Wilbon did? Because I can't think of one, to be honest. So anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, Roxy, before we get out of here, let's get to some of our emails, shall we? You want to start with the first one, right?
Sure. This is from Ritz. Hello, Ritz. Dear Choxie, I heard what you did there on last week's show. Your Tony K bumper featured the haunting opening guitar riff from Seasons in the Sun. Very sneaky, Chuck. Thanks for triggering that earworm. Can't wait to come back for a bowling segment. Ritz, mildly popular third wheel of the Loyal Littles podcast, slightly better than a monkey.
Okay, first off, what do you mean very sneaky Chuck? I had nothing to do with that. That was all Lewis. Chuck has nothing to do with those bumpers and those interludes and things like that. So I don't know what you're talking about, man. But nice try. But yeah. And yes, we're looking very forward to the bowling segments. We'll just do it right now. We're back in about a week.
Yes.
About 1 week. The last week of January, it's preseason, so it doesn't really matter. But
yep.
Starting in February, episode 178, we're back. We'll have some bowling segments for you. We'll see how it goes. And
stay tuned.
And yes, we got to get Ritz back. We're sorry, Littles.
Yes.
It's just been so crazy with us recording and being in all these different locations. It's hard enough to figure out the meet the Littles guests, much less to get third wheels in here with us and stuff like that. We're hoping to have a couple here in the next couple weeks, though. So, all right. Dear Chuck and Roxy, I was at a party Saturday night and a friend of mine was telling me about his trip to New York City and he mentioned he went to see the Rockettes. It took everything in me not to say, I know a Rockette. Adam Benson, episode 27.
Heck yeah, you know a Rockette.
Well, but does he really? Because yes, well, he met us on the podcast, I guess. So yeah,
yes.
That qualifies, I guess.
Yes.
But that's one we haven't met in person. Adam, you got to get down to the States here. So
yeah.
Top 20. Get here.
Yes.
All right, Roxy, what's next?
All right, next we hear from Brad Phillips, episode 184. Chuck and Roxy, Kate and I went to one of the T-Swift concerts here in Pittsburgh, and not going to lie, it was one of the coolest experiences. Never have I ever felt a stadium bounce to that extent Acrisure Stadium did that night. Also, never heard anything so loud as when she came out. The only thing that can top it is getting to see Roxy at Radio City. Oh, and Taylor will be in Japan the night before the Super Bowl doing the Eras Tour. Brad Phillips, episode 184. Okay, that's good to know. So she probably won't be at the Super Bowl.
We love it when littles do the work for us. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So I still think they'd be crazy not to fly her in just for the day. But no, that makes sense. So, I mean, they would never do that. I mean, I think it's Usher, right? We said?
It's Usher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be there. So
Yeah.
That's great.
The concert was great. I saw it on TV.
Oh, I was like, you didn't see her.
I watched it on TV for like $20.
Right. But, you know, getting to see Roxy at Radio City, I'm sure the ovation would be the same, you know, but
I should hope so. I mean, come on.
All right. And last but not least, greetings, Chuck and Roxy. I asked a new Chat GPT function of Microsoft Bing, which is called Copilot, for a summary of the Loyal Littles podcast. See below. Wow, I didn't realize that you have interviewed a bachelor and bachelorette contestants. Chat GPT has a long way to go. If you're not familiar with it, the fundamental truth is that despite all of its computing power, it's guessing, literally guessing, and it is a bit scary because it means that mistakes will be made. Tony Beast in episode 9. Now, let me read this. It says, the Loyal Littles podcast is a podcast for fans of Tony Kornheiser and Loyal Littles. It is hosted by Chuck and Roxy and has over 290 episodes as of January 14, 2024. The show features interviews with celebrities, past bachelor and bachelorette contestants, and interactions from their most loyal fans. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other platforms. Now, that's hilarious. I mean, I guess they're just guessing because we've had a Survivor contestant, episode 200.
Right. Maybe that's what they meant.
That must be what they meant. Well, I think they're just assuming like, well, if we've had a Survivor contestant, why wouldn't we have had a bachelor and a bachelorette?
Sure.
Maybe we have, and maybe they know something we don't. Maybe someone out there, one of these littles that we've had, is just burying the ultimate lead by not telling us this information. Yeah.
I think I would know, though.
Yeah, probably.
Because I've watched almost all of them. I think I would know. I will say, I'm sure there are some bachelor, bachelorette people out there that are fans of Tony Kornheiser and might be loyal littles.
Oh.
I just don't know any of them personally to get them on the show.
Well, we're going to have to get on that, maybe. There's also, he has a PS. On the December 30th podcast, you made reference to the children's book character, Corduroy. That reminds me of a story. When I used to read books to my children before they went to bed at night, one of the books in the rotation was Corduroy's Busy Street. I've never heard of this character or this book. One night, as I prepared to read that particular book, my third oldest child said, oh no, not that boring book. I took it upon myself to jazz it up a bit and then became a huge hit in the most requested book in the children's book library at the Beeson household. And then he sent pictures. He literally... I don't even know how to explain it, but he literally taped in handwritten things into the book to jazz it up, as he said. And I think it's hilarious. The printout didn't come out, but I think the title was Corduroy's Dangerous Street or something like that. I'm trying to read. It's hard to read on the printout. But he sent us pictures of what he did. I think that's a brilliant concept.
Yeah.
If you can update the book to
jazz
make it
up a little.
Yeah, to make it back into the rotation. Mm-hmm. That's very clever. So
yeah,
anyway.
No, I don't know that version. I only know the original, just right. Like Corduroy. He's in the mall. He's looking for a button. It's so cute.
Oh, I've never even heard of it. That's so weird. So,
it's such a good book.
Well, Roxy, that's all the time we have, unfortunately. Let's get out of here. Chuck has to get to rehearsal, and apparently we have tons of actors out. So I've got some phone calls to make. So we're going to sit here and try to stay healthy and stay warm. But in the meantime, what did we say? 8 days? 7 days? 8 days? Something like that.
T-minus 8 days.
All right. Well, in the meantime, tell everyone how they can get in touch with us.
Just go to our website, loyallittlespod.com. Our email, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything you need to know is over there.
And remember, if you do listen to us on Apple and iTunes, please head on over there and give us a nice rate and review. It does help. We've had a bunch in the last couple weeks, and we really appreciate that. And keep them coming in because it does help. So we really appreciate it. And thank you, John Brandt, for coming on to meet the Littles. Mr. I shouldn't be. Come on, man. It's so frustrating. Come on, man. That's all I'm saying. But remember, Roxy, if you need a book, where do you go?
Go to aaronsbooks.com.
And remember, the most important thing in the comment section while you're checking out, don't forget to
use the code.
LL Pod.
Bye.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Time to look in the mirror. You can see we're growing older year by year. Sing over and over, soon disappears. Holding back something that seems so cold. It can even mean nothing, but no one knows. Until we go out there with open arms, we may never know cold hands. It's a warm heart. Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? We're not making any progress. Right here, and now will be a good time to face your fears. You can see where I stand still, and it's so clear. We're close enough to fall through, you were far too near. Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? Give me something to hope for, something to believe.
Podcast is produced by the WTFC Podcast Network and edited by Louis B. Crocco. And the Loyal Littles Podcast logo is designed and drawn by Eric Lonergan.
Dear, I've got to take this.
Oh, yeah.